Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren's here now with the sport. Tell us about Nottingham Forest.
Yes, Maggie, they are the story of the season. I know Liverpool are more than likely going to win the Premier League title, but Nottingham Forest have tightened their grip on third place in that league standings. 1-0 win against Manchester United. 8 games to go. They're looking good for a place in the Champions League next season. And probably what made it worse for Manchester United fans this morning was Anthony Elanga, former player of theirs, young, bright star. He scored a brilliant goal to decide the game. If you haven't seen it, make sure you check it out. Pretty much went box to box with it and fired in from long range. Second place, Arsenal beat Fulham 2-1 to close the gap on Liverpool to 9 points. Leaders Liverpool meet Everton tonight. Wolves have moved away from the relegation zone further with a 1-0 win at home to West Ham. Great to see Evan Ferguson starting this first game for West Ham since his loan move from Brighton, but unfortunately for him, missed a really good opportunity. Really should have scored early in the game. I think it was about the 13th minute. A ball cut back for him and just couldn't find the back of the net. He was taken off along with two others for the second half. It looks like Heather Payne will miss the Nations League doubleheader against Greece with an ankle injury. Ireland played the Greeks away on Friday and then home next Tuesday. Irish assistant coach Amber Whiteley will also miss the game this Friday because of a passport issue. The shadow of the 4-0 loss to Slovenia has still surrounds this Irish team and it's really put them on the back foot, and Kira Caruso feels that the group really needs to respond to that now.
Yeah, out of character is to say the least. Looking back at it now, it's important to recognise the accountability that us ourselves have to hold and the standard in which that we hold ourselves to, and it's spoken, but it's also an unspoken. The way we show up, the way, you know, we address, you know, like solve issues and on the field and in problem solve amongst each other and stuff like that. And looking back on that was a really eye opening and moment for us to say, hey, this is an opportunity for us to see this, catch this, and change this, because it's such a controllable for us to change.
So that game on Friday is at the much earlier time than we usually have these games. It's on RT2 and the player from 3 o'clock. Radio coverage on Radio 1X for that game in Greece. Now, we spoke about the basketball and Claire Melia last week and her team, Baxi Ferrol. Well, they're back in action tonight. They're in Lille in France for the second leg of their Euro Cup final. They trail Villeneuve Dask by 4 points from the first game. So still in the mix, still have a chance up against away from home. Melia, the first Irish woman to participate in a major European final like this last week. She was absolutely brilliant. 12 points, 6 assists and 4 rebounds. 7:30 start Irish time. And let's hear again from Emmett Ryan. He's the editor of Ball in Europe and he's there for the big game.
I'm in Lille right now, where Claire Melia from Monastir-Evin is hoping to have at least as good a performance in the second leg as she did in the first leg for Baxi Ferrol, the Ireland international. Of course, the first Irish woman to ever play in a major European final, knows her side needs to win by at least 4 points tonight if they are to take the crown from the French side Villeneuve Dask. A few dozen Irish fans are expected to be in the city on Wednesday evening for the game, where, well, Baxi Ferrol, they're somewhat of a Cinderella story, and Claire Melia has been the one as their star. She has just been in a competition's Player of the Month for March. A performance of that level tonight, and it could be enough for her and her team to lift a most unexpected European title.
Let's hope we have good news to bring you tomorrow morning. This weekend, Irish rally driver Aoife Rafferty will make her mark on her third season competing in the Junior European Rally Championship. She's in Spain competing for the Hungarian side HRT, and she's also signed with Dirtfish team in America, so she'll compete in the US in conjunction with the European competition. Last year, she just missed out on becoming the first female driver to podium at this level. This weekend, she'll be the only female driver in the field, and she believes women with a dream like hers need more support in motorsport. Before she talks about that, she's been telling me how she only decided to follow her dad and her brother into the sport when she got injured playing team sports.
Growing up around attending rallies and watching them, but for myself, I used to play camogie and soccer, and they were my main sports all the way up till about 18. And I had a couple of leg injuries and surgeries. It put me out of that sport for a while, and I was looking for something to go at next, and rallying was always something that was there for us in the family. And I actually co-drove first in a couple of events, and after co-driving, I seen what was involved from inside the rally car, and that's what led me to kind of wanting to see if I could give the driving a shot out of that, and it took off from that really. So in 2021, we headed over to the British Rally Championship and we competed in the first round there, and that's where I did my first rally as a driver.
In general, Aoife, are there many women drivers in motorsport?
Unfortunately, not at the minute. There isn't so many women competing in rallying and in motorsport. I think we're starting to see a few more women getting involved, and you can see other programs getting set up to try and encourage women to feel like they can participate in the sport. And I think once you're in it, you can definitely see that you're welcome, and it's equal game, no matter whether you're a man or woman. Everything is just, you're racing against the clock. So that's the great thing about the sport. But I think in terms of trying to promote women in motorsport and breaking down the barriers for the next generation of young girls is very important. And hopefully, as we were seeing already, there is some younger girls coming up to the sport in rallying and in Irish rallying. So hopefully we can continue to see that build and develop and spread as well across into the European Championship and over in the US as well.
In terms of the bigger dream, is it WRC? Would you love to see yourself on that stage someday?
Yeah, for sure. That's the goal. The aim is always to make it to the top. At the minute, I'm chasing my dreams and I'm working as hard as I can to break the barriers and to, you know, face the challenges that rallying provides and motorsport provides, and also being a woman in motorsport. But I think with the right attitude, and if we can keep progressing and have the right support around us, the goal is to make it to the World Rally Championship for sure.
Yeah, Aoife making some great points there. Good luck to her at the weekend.
Darren, thank you very much indeed.